Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Keys of Life. One of the keys that we've been trying to turn to the full extent is the key of fighting innovators, standing in the face of innovators, those who create things and come up with things and say, hey, this is part of Islam, hey, this is pleases the imams, hey, this is what the imam wants you to do. And that's a problem. We can't do that. We can't use our logic or our minds into making things up that the Ahlul Bayt did not ask us to do. And that's a problem. A lot of people say, well, hey, what's the harm in us doing this? No, no, there's a harm. It's not part of religion. That's the harm. It doesn't matter how cool it sounds or how beneficial it sounds. You have no right doing it. You should not be doing it. And like I said, if I bring my list, I don't know. And let's move on. Now, what are the consequences of bid'ah if we let them take their course in our communities and in our societies? One of which is the misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will misguide people because of their own choices, obviously, not because He forces them. He says, this is khusran, this is a losing end. Allah says in the Quran, in chapter Al-An'am, 140, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادُهُمْ سَفَهًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Those who killed their sons, their offsprings, سَفَهًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without having any knowledge. وَحَرَّمُوا مَا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ, and they have forbid that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made rizq sustenance for them. افْتِرَاءً عَلَى اللَّهِ, they have made up a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَضَلُّوا وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ, those who come and kill the children, oh, you need to kill your child because if you have a girl child, it's going to bring you bad luck. That's what they used to do back in the day. They used to bury their girls alive. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them a rizq, oh no, this is a bad omen. And they throw it away. And so they create their own things and say, okay, kids are bad to have, girls are bad to have, we should kill them. And if Allah gives them a rizq of certain items, like, oh no, we can't accept that. This is goes against Allah and what Allah wants, which is a lie. Allah never said that. Allah says, those who do these things and associate these things to Allah, He said, these first, قَدْ خَسِرَ, they have lost. And then He ends with ظَلُّ, He ends with ظَلَال. So He begins with خُسْرَان and ends up with ظَلَال. That's what happens when bid'ah and innovations are not fought. Nations and ummah, the entire ummah, will be in ظَلَال, will be in misguidance. If it does not fight it, they will be in khusran if they don't fight it. And I think this is the state of the Muslims today, or at least some Muslims today, let's not generalize, is that they see a lot of bid'ah and they just go with it. And that's why our state is really in a bad state. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره, فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Keys of Life. Now, we were talking about the consequences of bid'ah, innovations, if we don't stop them. So we said one is khusran and dhalal, loss and misguidance that's going to happen to us. Second is oppression, dhulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Ali Imran in verse 94, he says, فَمَنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْلِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those who come and create iftira. Iftira means like they come up with something and say, Allah said it. Allah told us to do so, which Allah did not do. He says, those people are dhalimeen, are transgressors. They have transgressed against themselves, and also they have transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against society. So these are dhulam. And how many transgressors do we have today? How many people do we have who come up with something and say, Allah said we can do this? Moving on. The third thing that will happen if we do not fight the Ahlul Bid'ah wa Dhalal, Al-Hirman min al-Falah. We will be deprived out of success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran in chapter An-Nahl verse 116, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Those who come up with innovations and associate that to Allah, obviously lying, he says, لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. They will not be successful. They will not succeed. They will not succeed in this life, and they will not succeed in the hereafter. Also, the deprivation of the love of Allah will also happen when there are innovators and innovations happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Al-Ma'idah verse 87, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحَرِّمُوا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحُبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. O believers, O who you believe, do not forbid طيبات, things, beauties has Allah allowed to you. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, and do not transgress, for Allah does not love the transgressors. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us so many beautiful things in life. And there are those who come to you and say to you, you know what, you should be a zahid. You need to have this, you know, mystic lifestyle where you need to deprive yourself of these beauties of life, these things that Allah may allow to you. Don't eat meat, don't eat chicken, don't dress like this, you know, sleep on the ground, don't have a couch, don't have a TV, don't. Why? Because so you can be poor. Allah loves poor people. Nonsense. Allah says, do not make things that I have given you haram. Tayyib, it's pleasurable. Why do you guys make it haram? This is you creating iftira ala Allah. You're trying to make something Allah did not even say or Allah did not do. And that is you transgressing. Because sometimes we say, well, if I'm depriving myself of the beauties of life, I'm doing something good for Allah and Allah likes it. No. Actually transgressing. You're going against the limit of Allah. Allah says, this is what you need to do. And saying, no. Oh Allah, you're saying it's beautiful, I should do it. but I'm not going to listen to you, and I'm not going to do it just to please you. Allah says, you are a transgressor, and for that, I do not love you. So brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful of the things that we do. That's the point. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.